My dad is the best, but he says he's not the best father. So who is?
Even the best dads can't compare to the kind of father God is. Happy Father's Day. My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Dads can be amazing, but they can also fall short. Maybe you've got a great dad, or maybe you don't. But no matter what your dad here on earth is like, you've got a heavenly father who loves you completely and never lets you down. He's present and patient and perfect, and he calls you his child. Psalm 103 describes what God's love is like. It says, "His love for his followers is as high above us as heaven is above the earth. The Lord is as kind to his followers as a father is to his children." And now here's our story. It's called Like a Father. "Good job," Dad shouted to Ellery. He was holding on to her by a towel looped under her armpits as she practiced riding her two-wheel bike. Her tongue stuck out of her mouth in deep concentration as she tried to maintain her balance even with Dad's support. "Whoa!" she exclaimed, her eyes going wide. She started wobbling, but Dad held her upright as the bike went down to the ground. He hauled Ellery to her feet and smiled down at her. Ellery looked up at Dad and asked, "Again?" Ellery practiced her biking skills for a while longer before they returned to the campsite, just in time to grill some burgers over the fire. Meredith, her older sister, and Mom were just finishing up their quiet time when they arrived. Dad helped Ellery assemble her dinner just the way she liked it. 2 slices of cheese, 3 squirts of mustard, and 4 pickles. "I read something interesting in my Bible today," Meredith said as Ellery dove into her food. Ellery made a strange gurgling sound that resembled the words, "What? What?" "Manners," both Mom and Dad said in unison. Meredith looked at her sister and shook her head before continuing. "I read that God is our Father. I think it's cool that there are so many different words in the Bible that describe who God is." "Do you know why God calls himself our Father?" Mom asked. "Because he made us," Ellery jumped in, now having swallowed her delicious bite. "You're right," Dad said. "And when we trust in Jesus, we become part of God's family. The Bible also describes what kind of father God is. He teaches us, encourages us, and is always with us. Like how you helped me on my bike today." "Or how you helped me with my jump shot in basketball," Meredith added. Dad smiled at them. "Yes, but us human dads aren't perfect. My dad hurt me a lot when I was younger, and I know I'm not perfect and have messed up too, but God never does that. He is the perfect father." "He's even better than you?" Ellery asked. "Even better than you can imagine," Dad responded as Ellery leaned her head against his arm. Well, how about you? Do you have a loving dad in your life? If so, Father's Day is the perfect time to thank God for that wonderful blessing and tell your dad you're thankful for him too. If you don't have a dad in your life or your relationship with him is difficult, know that God sees you and loves you more than you could ever know. Unlike human dads, God is a perfect father. He cherishes you and will be with you always. Our key verse is found in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1.
"See what great love the Father has given us, that we should be called God's children."
And our key thought, God is our Father. Hey Hope, what do you think of the Keys for Kids app?
Your app is the best. I like games and TV, but your app is what I like more because it teaches me about God.
Download the Keys for Kids app by searching Keys for Kids in your app store. I'm Zach. This is Keys for Kids.